days of wine and roses. Laugh and run away.
This is Joanne Salisbury Troxell. Welcome to the Poet's Corner and this series of World War I poets who fought in World War I, or what is called the Great War. The other day, I was looking through an old textbook from a poetry class I took in college as an English major. The title of this book is Modern American and Modern British Poetry, edited by Lewis Untermyer. I scanned through the British poets and read Robert Graves and remembered how important he was in my young career. He was a poet, critic, mythologist. Remember The White Goddess and that mythology he wrote? Or you may also remember him as the author of the historical novel I, Claudius, that held us all in thrall with a PBS series in the 70s, the first, if I remember correctly, Masterpiece Theater. He also wrote the famous autobiography of World War I titled Goodbye to All of That, about his personal experience in combat, and it is an indictment of the war that left him embittered and alienated from his native land of England. With thoughts of that war and Memorial Day weekend coming up, what better than to honor those poets who fought and sometimes died in that war? In the 1980s, some 60 years after World War I, the Dean of Westminster Abbey, Edward Carpenter, got the idea of a memorial for the soldier poets of the Great War to be placed in the Poets' Corner of Westminster Abbey. He thought there might be 6 or 8 such war poets. So a committee was formed, and they consulted with scholars, historians, and poets to suggest what war poets should be honored in the memorial. It was decided, finally, that 16 poets, all having served in the war, should be honored. Each one had contributed to the cultural life of England, and by extension, the world. I'd like to name those poets, some names you may recognize, and for just this moment, they will live again. Richard Aldington, Lawrence Binyon, Edmund Blunden, Rupert Brooke, Wilfred Gibson, Robert Graves, Julian Grenfell, Ivor Gurney, David Jones, Robert Nichols, Wilfred Owen, Sir Herbert Reed, Isaac Rosenberg, Siegfried Sassoon, Charles Sorley, Edward Thomas. The only poets still alive for the unveiling of this memorial, November 11th, 1985, was Robert Graves. He was one of the first to write realistic poems about his experience of frontline combat. He had survived the war despite a serious injury that almost left him for dead. Here is a war poem by Robert Graves titled Corporal Stare. It is about a dinner party the narrator gives on a June night for several young soldiers back from the trenches. They feel a heightened sense of just being alive, and they also have memory that brings back the dead and gives them life again. I'd like to read this small sampling of a prolific poet. Corporal Stare by Robert Graves. Back from the Lion one night in June, I gave a dinner at Bethune. 7 courses, the most gorgeous meal money could buy or batman steal. 5 hungry lands welcomed the fish with shouts that nearly cracked the dish. Asparagus came with tender tops, strawberries and cream, and mutton chops. Said Jenkins, as my hand he shook, "Ha ha, they'll put this in the history book." We bawled church anthems in coro of Bethlehem and Herman Snow, with drinking songs a jolly sound to help the good red Pullman round. Stories and laughter interspersed, we drowned along Labassus. Trenches in June make throats damn dry. Then through the window suddenly, badge, stripes, and medals all complete, we saw him swagger up the street, just like a live man, Corporal Stare. Stare, killed last May at Festubert, caught on patrol near the Boche wire, torn horribly by machine gun fire. He paused, saluted, smartly grinned, then passed away like a puff of wind, leaving us blank astonishment. The song broke up. We started, leaned out of the window, nothing there. Not the least shadow of Corporal Stare. Only a quiver of smoke that showed a cigarette dropped on the silent road. Born in July 1895, Graves died December 1985 at the age of 90 in Dila, Spain, 1 month after the unveiling of the memorial for the World War I poets. This is Joanne Salisbury Troxell for the Poets' Corner. Sip the wine of life, smell the roses, and read a poem. Thanks for listening. Bye now.